Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Pat Williams, Dave Twardzik, Joey Devine, Elgin Baylor, Jerry Krause, Sean Keane, Jamie Gertz, Nick Gilbert, Rustin Power, Patreons, Queen Ozymandias, thank you Queen, Sahar224, thank you Sahar, Ned Grade, thank you Ned, musical guest, Ludacris, and now, the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine!
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode. Yes, we've been a little bit more inconsistent than usual, but yes, my life has been more inconsistent than usual, so sorry about that. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, America's number one new dog dad, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. My dog is almost 6 months old.
Wow. How's that going?
It's pretty good. She's a good dog. Go ahead.
Do you feel like you're preparing to be America's number one dad? As opposed to an uncle dad. This is really training wheels to get you out of uncle mode, right?
Uncle mode, yeah. Although my girlfriend does refer to me as the dog's stepdad.
Mm, wow.
Because I said I was uncomfortable it's weird. I feel uncomfortable when it's like fur baby, fur parent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now I am forever Pinot Noir's stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
So I play anyway, that's the relationship we have. She loves dogs, and I mean that's pretty much it.
Teddy bear, who doesn't love, you know, a dog that looks like a teddy bear? It's an adorable dog you've got. Sean,
she loves all other dogs. Yeah,
question.
She's got that dog in her too.
Question for you, Sean.
Yes.
Are you enjoying opening up Twitter every Sunday night and just seeing droves and droves of people who do not understand Succession tweeting about Succession?
Well, I have been informed that as a straight white man, I'm not allowed to have opinions about Succession.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah.
Which, is not that representative of the gay community, as far as I know.
Or aside from the guy who founded
Walter. Yeah, there's I mean, I guess Kendall's adopted daughter. I also feel like people fundamentally miss the point of that. I just wonder if, like, you know, Jesse Armstrong has worked on other shows. Like, would people have just been tweeting about how problematic the Peep Show guys were all the time? Like, this is toxic masculinity from Mark right now.
Well, I just think about, like, can you imagine these people watching In the Loop?
Oh my God. Like, there's no reason for that language. This reminds me of my father, who also yelled at me, so they can take a seat.
I, for one, think it's cool that the general is anti-war and then immediately gets a deal and becomes pro-war.
I'm sorry, Peter Capaldi, you're canceled. Yeah. Doctor, yeah, it just seems like people
here's what happened.
Yeah.
Lost and the, like, discussion around Lost broke people's brains.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, this weird thing where people now need, like, everything to have a plot. And Succession doesn't really have a plot. The plot is, these are the most miserable people alive, ruining the world.
Uh-huh.
Let's laugh at them for 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, none of these people are supposed to be good.
You should, like, not be rooting for any of them.
Every single person is morally bankrupt. And then occasionally they act a little bit less morally bankrupt, mm-hmm. and then they're, like, mean to a waiter.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's do people not remember what happened in the first season of the show? Are they expecting, like, it's like all the people who on The Sopranos were like, well, it's all got to just be a shootout at the end.
Yeah. Well, and that still has broken people's brains. People still think Tony Soprano died at the end of The Sopranos.
Look, arguably, I think it's possible, but it's also like,
David Chase has literally come out and said, no, that's not what happened.
Well, but it's also like, you know, he didn't just make a mistake. Like, he did it a certain way to be ambiguous. Yeah, that's, but yeah, I think Lost is probably to blame. And also that, because it had never happened like that before, even the people who made Lost were just like, all these strangers are yelling at me. I guess we need to do a flashback episode explaining these mysteries because people are publishing my home address and like, I guess we have to explain that the kid got too tall, but we need to make that work in the, like, can't he just not be on the show? They're like, no, each of these 35 characters needs an individual backstory, which is also kind of how The Office ruined comedy. Like, every member of the cast is just as important as everybody else. Like, no, that's not how enjoyable things are.
You know what's not enjoyable, Sean?
What's that?
Getting fired?
Ooh.
Let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Big news coming out of Clipper Daryl land.
Fire, oh, yeah. Doc Rivers!
That's right. Doc Rivers.
Fire Doc
has
Rivers!
Finally been fired 7 years after Clipper Daryl demanded it on Twitter.
It's crazy because even Clipper Daryl was maybe giving him too much slack. Because, like, since then, it's not like he'd gotten out of the second round. You know.
Can we talk about just generally what's happening in the NBA right now, though, where
win the firing?
Yes, where normally yes. if you're a coach who makes the playoffs, you're not going to get fired, except four coaches who've made the playoffs have been fired.
Well, how about people that won an NBA title 2 years ago? Because Frank Vogel also got fired 2 years after winning an NBA title. Monty Williams got fired 2 years after going to the finals, the first time his team had been in the playoffs for 9 years?
Yeah.
Something like that? 10 years?
So, yeah, Monty Williams has been fired. Coach Bud has been fired. Doc Monty Rivers Williams has been fired. Who am I missing? There's a fourth one.
Well, Nick Nurse also got fired after the play-in. He only won an NBA title 4 years ago. So that's that guy's a piece of shit. Well, the other thing that's funny about it is that all of the fired coaches are now candidates for the other open jobs. So, like, the Bucks want Monty Williams. Mm-hmm. I believe the Raptors want Monty Williams or Bud. Philadelphia is looking at Mike D'Antoni, Monty Williams, and Coach Bud, I think. It's three fired coaches and D'Antoni.
Them is looking at Vogel, right? I forget
Vogel. That's the other one. That's the
which
other.
What's up, Lakers fans? Coach Frank Vogel here.
Whoever hires Frank Vogel better make him do a hostage video introducing himself.
Yeah.
What's up, Sixers fans? Coach Frank Vogel here.
So, yeah, the Sixers coaching search includes Vogel, Nick Nurse, Monty Williams, Coach Bud, and Mike D'Antoni.
It's going to be
also fired.
Though.
Well, it could be. Sam Cassell's the only non-retread.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think Sam Cassell should have been an NBA coach a while ago, right?
I kind of think so.
It feels like he's been putting in so much work as an assistant coach, and he's awesome.
Well, also, you know, I mean, Doc Rivers had a job. I mean, I know he's won a lot of games, but again, the only coach to blow a 3-1 lead three different times and blow a 3-2 lead four different times, including this year.
And then which of these teams was looking at Mark Jackson? I forgot.
That was the Bucks.
Oh my God,
the Bucks. I got to write about that, and I had like forgotten about a couple of the things that happened. Like, I remembered that he had to call the FBI because a stripper was extorting him. Mm-hmm. So again, the FBI has seen Mark Jackson.
Well, did you remember
lot of pictures of his penis?
Did you remember that he got in trouble for filming videos for his church in the Warriors' offices?
No, I talked about him anointing Steph Curry's ankle.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I talked about him making Festus Ezeli cry, and for firing Darren Erman for trying to record Mark Jackson talking shit about him, which he was 100% doing. I did not get into Brian Scalabrine. There's a limited amount of space. Oh, and I got into him being homophobic, and apparently what did he call? He had some crazy term he used. It was like penis lickers or something like that, which he used to refer to Jason Collins and his own boss, Rick Welts. So I mean, there's so much there. He was a finalist for which job last? The King's job. Oh my God, did they dodge
it? It was penis grabbers. He said, quote
penis
unquote,
grabbers.
Now, we have to say the allegations were unearthed by Ethan Strauss. So, yeah.
But it's not his story. It's sure. Like, yeah.
But apparently he referred to them as penis grabbers who were going to hell, which, come on, man.
The other thing that's funny to me is that
how Phoenix can you hire that guy?
Penis grabbers who are going to hell. Joey, it was a different time. 2014. We just didn't know the same stuff we knew then. I do think it's really funny that the Suns allegedly want to hire Tyronn Lue because they just fired Monty Williams for losing in the playoffs. But the round before, he beat Ty Lue. Mm-hmm. And he also beat Ty Lue in the playoffs in 2021. Now, the other thing that might actually be going on there is that Ty Lue's contract only runs for two more years. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George can both be free agents next year.
Yeah.
I feel like this is maybe perhaps a link to perhaps it was leaked to Shams mm-hmm. for a reason. He's usually pretty dedicated about vetting his sources, but occasionally through no fault of his own, sometimes the news items he gets seem to reflect the agenda of the person leaking just periodically. And it rarely happens. But yeah, Ty Lue wants someone to give him a contract, or he would like to coach a team where his players take the court and practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means the Suns are out.
Right? Like, does he want to go to, especially when they trade Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton to get Kyrie Irving from the Mavericks?
It's going to be Trae Young. I've told you this.
But what's great is that Matt Ishbia is absolutely going the Mark Cuban model.
Yeah.
So
it's worse than the Mark Cuban model, though. It's like, this is like, what if Vivek took over a finals contender?
But also, like, at least Vivek isn't like weirdly linked to just one specific college basketball team.
Well, and even like worse, though, it's not just the one specific college basketball team. He has the Isaiah Thomas thing is so troubling.
Well, and also, apparently, like, Mateen Cleaves is really good buddies with him and works for his mortgage broker. It's just a weird collection of dudes who are like, yeah, I'm pretty good friends with this walk-on who became a billionaire.
Here's what I would hope isn't happening if I were a Suns fan. Are you ready?
Okay.
I would hope there isn't another Michigan State scandal that we haven't learned about yet, that Tom Izzo can't worm his way out of, because I could absolutely see him coaching the Suns for 2 years and then getting fired in a horrible fashion.
I mean, I could see that happening even without that. He dodged a pretty bad scandal. Like, Michigan State is a cesspool. Like all their sports programs, they had Larry Nassar.
I know
a rape scandal with the football team and the basketball team. Like, yeah. How are they allowed to even have sports anymore?
I should say, by the way, I've been cursorily glancing at other Mark Jackson stuff. Do you remember one? Mark accused underlings of being, quote, influenced by the devil, unquote. Inspiring Jackson to, quote, lay hands on them to cleanse them of their evil spirits, unquote.
I have a feeling that was Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can I just work for the G League team? And the Warriors are like, yeah, that's fine, dude. We thought this would work. It didn't.
Anyway, question for you.
Yeah.
Is this the end of Doc Rivers as an NBA coach?
You know, I want to say yes, but there's no way it's the end of Doc Rivers as an NBA coach. I mean, okay. So he's been in Orlando, Boston.
Can Dame convince them to fire Chauncey Billups and hire Doc Rivers?
That would rule.
Because doesn't that feel right, like Doc as a Dame, Doc and Dame together?
Well, and he'd run like a really Dame specific offense that would work really well in the regular season, where he's just like, wow, Damian Lillard won the scoring title this year. That's incredible. it was suspicious when the entire organization was all in on just getting Embiid an MVP, which is like, the Dirk one was, the timing was really bad, especially because he had to get the MVP trophy presented after his team had lost in the first round. Yes. But people weren't looking at that season like he didn't deserve to be.
No, he was absolutely the MVP.
Like it was,
easily the best player in basketball that year.
And so, this is one where people are just like immediately like, "Oh no, we fell for it. We started talking about how Jokic was bad for 2 months just because of Daryl Morey's psycho act." Like, it's weird because it's like it's one step from Hinkie nostalgia, or it's like the ultimate validation of Hinkie, I guess, that one of the three centers he took with consecutive top four picks did turn out to be good,
as opposed to out of the NBA like the other two. Basically,
9 years later, finally vindicated for that pick. Do you think Brian Colangelo like put on a normal collar after he heard that news? Or do you think he put on like the biggest shirt collar ever in defiance?
I think he defiantly, I don't think he knows actually that Embiid won the MVP.
He's like in Italy with his wife.
Yeah, and like, don't you think he's like following some weird Italian soccer team like really hard?
Well, I bet he's like he would be like really good at making a second division Italian team into like, you know, an eighth place team.
Ted That's Lasso kind of the Colangelo. As Brian Colangelo.
Oh man, I have not watched that season three yet, Joey. I really don't want to watch it. Well, I'll be honest.
Then clearly you don't know not to save girls' nudes on your phone. I don't know if you saw that weird PSA.
That's a Ted Lasso episode?
There's like a scene where it's like, you gotta respect women, mate. Where it's like the teams in, like the players in the locker room talking about how like, yeah, once you break up with a girl, you gotta delete her nudes.
Oh my God. It's a funny show because,
which, by the way, not a problem with the message. Just weird.
No,
feels
just
weirdly like a more, you know, Blossom segment.
Well, it's a very realistic depiction of professional soccer players in England. That's the main thing that it is. Not like a bunch of the absolute weirdest sex creeps in the world. Just like banging each other's wives and incredible scuttles. Yeah, no, Ted Lasso, every character is a child. That's the problem. It's
So, Sean, question for you, back to the Sixers.
Yes. Every soccer player is a child. I'm sorry, not every character.
So now that they fired Ben Simmons, they fired Markel Fultz, they fired Sam Hinkie.
Yeah.
They've fired Doc Rivers. When do they fire Embiid?
Well, I'll be posting something about that today, because if they have a problem with someone not being able to get out of the second round and who falls apart in big playoff games, there's someone on their team who's been there the entire time. I mean, what I will say, shout out to Elton Brand. Somehow incredible job security. Keep cashing those checks, Elton Brand.
Look, he betrayed Baron Davis and went there, and they've been paying him back for that betrayal for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, it's rough. He cursed himself. I gotta say, I think Laura Dern might have cursed herself too. Are they making a third Big Little Lies? I don't know if they are.
All right, let's talk very quickly about Monty Williams.
Oh yeah.
We're very weird to fire Monty Williams, right?
Well, the other thing that's kind of amazing is that, first of all, he's immediately everyone's top choice. I mean, I get that they got blown out at home twice, 2 years in a row, but like, isn't that kind of on the players?
Yes.
More than Monty Williams. Like he was actually pretty proactive. Like, I love making fun of the Suns choking. But you know, Chris Paul was hurt last year because he's hurt every year. Mm-hmm. And half the team had COVID. And DeAndre Ayton didn't try. And Monty Williams benched him. Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do exactly.
Yeah, this is a really weird thing where, like, normally you'd be like, well, this is good for DeAndre Ayton. It means they're keeping him. But no, it feels like mutually assured destruction. They both just are gone.
Well, and I guess, like, Matt Ishbia just never bonded with him. I think maybe he... I don't even know. I mean, the writing is on the wall for everybody in Phoenix when that maniac arrived. Once I learned the depths that the mortgage brokerage feud went, mm-hmm. and that he talked shit about Dan Gilbert on a podcast, like literally as his son was dying. That's just like, he's just a bad guy. I mean, I understand that some people have enjoyed their time with him as a boy,
former guest
growing up,
former guest.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying his impression is wrong, but that is remarkably bad form. By the way, RIP Nick Gilbert, lottery charm.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. It's nice that the Cavs, that Dan Gilbert, we give him a lot of shit, but they have a nice foundation for his son's disorder that they're giving a lot of money to. Okay, but Monty Williams, immediately the top candidate for literally every other open head coaching job.
Yeah, but Nick Nurse must hate Monty Williams so much.
Oh, yeah. But the other thing is that Monty Williams also has way more leverage than everybody else because the Suns still owe him $21 million for 3 years. And Monty Williams is like a famously devoted family man.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to coach anywhere next year.
Well,
I mean, you'd really have to sell it on him.
Well, I could see like the Bucks is a pretty good sell if you're Monty Williams, right? Like that's like one of that's like a job as a coach where it's like, you sort of have to take that one, right? Where it's like, oh, I get to coach the best player in the NBA for 3 years of his prime.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be very tempting. And I also think that for whatever reason, I feel like the Coach Bud firing was the most just. Well, I mean, obviously the Doc Rivers firing was the most justified. But the Coach Bud one just made a lot of sense and almost feels like the whole conversation with him was probably Coach Bud going like, yeah, I get it. Like, you lost it. You lost to an eight. You don't really adjust. Like you run a really good style, but it's anyway. Yeah. Like it all felt like that probably did not shock him.
Yeah.
But I just think like you really have to, have a good offer to beat out $7 million a year just to hang out with your family, you know, like it's,
you know, where Bud also should it go, seems though, like the, actually
Coach Bud,
Bud should go to Toronto, like because
what Bud is
really good at is like establishing like a team as good, you know, a team with, and then you hire someone better.
Yeah.
But like he's like the perfect kind of guy to like build an offense around Scottie Barnes. You know what I mean? And like teach Scottie Barnes to be like a winning basketball player.
No, I mean that would be a great spot for him.
He'll do a good job building a team around Scottie Barnes and Jordan Poole, and it'll be great.
Yeah. It'll be nice. He just needs to, I mean, honestly think maybe getting sent out of the country is what Jordan Poole needs.
I guess we should talk about that now.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, the Warriors lost.
Yeah.
Any corrections or apologies you'd like to make?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I want to apologize because both of us thought that Draymond Green would get ejected from at least one game in this series. He stayed on the court.
It turns out he got
Dennis Schroeder ejected.
They lost that game, but him holding that ball in Dennis Schroeder's face almost made it worth it. Like, it was so funny. Bad team. I said they were bad all year. I said the Lakers were going to win this series. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I think I said before the series started, I said the Lakers had a 55% chance to win, which is a pretty cowardly prediction.
Yeah,
but
my prediction was Lakers in six, so I'm fine.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
The problem is we recorded that podcast when they'd just blown the Lakers out, so it probably is going to make us people think we were like hard Warriors stands, but right.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that to Amy, who was on. I didn't want to be like, actually, the Warriors are bad. They're not going to win this series.
In your face, Jeopardy master. No, she was great on the show.
Yeah.
Here's what I will say, Joey. There were probably some lasting consequences to... I'm not sure you saw it. But there was a video that got leaked in training camp, and
did it go viral?
It did go viral.
Oh, yo. I think I did see it then.
If you want me to be honest with you, I still don't know how much the world may think it blew up.
Sparked by the leak of the video, the incident did blow up. It went viral.
It's tough.
I mean, yes, that was bad. I also like there were a lot of bad things. Everyone on the Warriors needs to look themselves in the mirror and figure out take a healthy look at their flaws, with the exceptions of Kevon Looney, Andrew Wiggins, and Steph Curry.
That's a good point. I also think that just in general, when people think they're leaving, maybe like you've given notice at a job or known or thought you were going to be let go before. The commitment doesn't start. I would say probably the biggest sign that the Warriors were not going to win it all again, Joey, came when Bob Myers announced he was doing a podcast about leadership. Like, if a player starts a podcast, it's a bad sign, I would say, but not dooming you. If an executive starts a podcast, that's like a letter of resignation.
I mean, yes. I also like, I mean, Jordan Poole was really bad all year, and like, sure, definite excuses, like a guy punched you in the face. That sucks. But also like
just brain dead place.
But there's also just a certain amount of like Steve Kerr was kind of bad all year.
I really think that specifically maybe due to that incident, Steve Kerr was probably fighting with Bob Myers more than at any point we had, because it was like he clearly wanted Draymond to get suspended after that, given his comments. And I think that there was a certain amount of fighting when it came to the roster after that, which might not have been quite as confrontational. Like, he definitely got his way when it came to getting Anthony Lamb on the roster. In my opinion, that's a Steve Kerr thing. Ty Jerome was just them nabbing like a free guy.
Sure. But I
feel like the playing time all through the year was almost like the whole Anthony Lamb situation was like Kerr giving the middle finger to the front office a little bit.
But still, what I want to say is, like, it's very bizarre that, like, when the chips are down, he was like, okay, time to play Moses Moody, who maybe could have used those Ty Jerome reps all year instead of being DNP'd 32 times.
I mean, I think he could have used the Anthony Lamb reps. They're the same height. Like, yes.
And then also, like, it's very funny when they're like, when you see like what like they talked about it and what people are saying they need, where it's like they need a guy who just attacks the rim to go to those shooters. And it's like, what do you think Jonathan Kuminga's, that's the one thing he's good at. Like,
yeah, I don't, did he like order room service to Kenny Atkinson's hotel room and we didn't find out about it? It was very weird that you wouldn't at least give
try
that
him
a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, you're probably not going to get a ton out of a 20-year-old in the playoffs, but like,
but what if you do? You know what I mean?
What if your options are not great besides that? You know what I mean? Like, it's
what if your options are playing an entire lineup of guys under 6'5"?
So it's been funny to see people talking about how the Warriors didn't realize they were getting old, and it's like, no, they kind of realized it too much. Mm. And so it's just this weird blend of like, they had the second oldest player. No, they had the oldest player in the NBA and he barely played. Mm-hmm. But then they also have one of the youngest players in the NBA who broke his foot and he didn't play. So It's like they kind of got, I don't know. I mean, the team just wasn't that good. And they got really far because of Steph Curry.
But and also
mainly Steph Curry and Kevon Looney.
I do think there is a time someone needs to have a conversation with both Draymond Green and Klay Thompson that are like, you're old, guys. Like, You're not Draymond. You can be Draymond for a quarter at a time, basically. Yeah. And it's great when you do. But like, your defense doesn't exactly make up for your wild turnovers anymore as much as it was. And Klay Thompson, stop shooting when you're 4-on-5. Or also just stop shooting sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, with Klay, it's like, I said he was high on his own game 6 supply. Mm-hmm. But also, maybe it wasn't best to have that guy average 36 minutes a game this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they were lacking player, like Andrew Wiggins being gone put a little stress on him. So, I mean, Klay was making bad decisions, but also I just think he was really tired by the end.
I mean, yes, he was tired. Course he was tired, but everybody was tired. But also, like, he made really terrible low effort decisions on defense the entire year.
Yeah.
And like, he's not the kind of player now where it's like, you can't leave the guy in the corner to go like wander off in the paint for no reason.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Which is something he did 8 times a game when he wasn't tired. Like,
I think you have to make him a 28 to 30 minute a game player next year instead of a 36 minute game player, just for all those reasons. And like, you know, he maybe doesn't always focus as well as some other people. It seems like maybe I remember Andre Iguodala saying that Klay Thompson is the best golfer on the team for like 4 holes. Mm-hmm. And then he just like starts thinking about other shit.
Team is pretty bad. Don't know how they're going to get out of it.
I mean, they're going to trade Jordan Poole. It's going to be weird because, their Jordan Poole trade market just depends on like how thirsty other teams are. Cause it's like, there's like, so many
for like lead ball handlers.
Well, I just mean for like, there's just going to be a lot of teams that have cap space or like have prepared to make a move. And, there's like not really a lot of free agents out there.
Yeah. So I made a joke earlier, but I sort of expect Jordan Poole to be a Toronto Raptor, actually.
I mean, it's,
like,
yeah.
Otto Porter and Gary Trent. Like, it won't even be for anything. It's like, here's a free guy. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chris Boucher. Just like,
well, and I think that while Jordan Poole was like a huge negative, when the cap explodes in a year, his deal is going to just be like fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's much worse for the Warriors because the NBA's targeting them for CBA, just like the refs targeted them, just like America. No,
just like the code broke. Yeah.
Okay, Joey, gun to your head. Who's the GM next year? Is it someone whose last name is Myers or someone whose last name is Lacob?
I actually think it's going to be Bob Myers.
Okay. I love it.
Because here's the thing. I think Bob Myers was quitting, assuming Draymond was leaving. And now that everyone's like, we're extending Draymond, I don't think Bob Myers has the heart to be the first one to leave Steph.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I also would not be surprised if maybe Bob Myers came back, but they let him take like a 3-month sabbatical.
I think something like that. Also, I don't think Lacob is going to name his kid a GM yet. And I think when Bob Myers leaves, it's going to be worse than having a Lacob kid as a GM, I think. And that GM's name will be Mike Dunleavy Jr. The ultimate slap in the face to longtime Golden State Warrior fans.
That might be worse than moving out of Oakland, Joey.
It's worse than nepotism, I'll tell you that much.
He is a nepo baby of the NBA. We don't talk about that enough.
All right, Sean, let's talk about. I guess we did talk about the Sixers. Well, what are the Sixers going to do, you think?
I know this isn't logical, and it's very possible that he was just bluffing for a deal. But the way this exit happened, I just feel like the door is open for James Harden to go back to Houston in kind of a terrible decision for the Rockets, I would say.
Yeah.
But a hilarious, like, it's almost like he's just getting a pension to go back there. I think they're going to give him, like, whatever the... He might be, I haven't really looked this up, but he might be limited by his age to the length and amount of max that he has. But I think the way that works is that the Rockets basically can pay him almost as much as the Sixers for that reason, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think he can only sign a 4-year deal with the Sixers, whereas normally he, anyway, I think he's going to go to Houston, and they will figure out something. It'll be weird because I think Daryl Morey will make a trade of some kind to get something back, and it might improve the Sixers if they just add, like, you know,
Josh
Christopher and Ozman Garuba.
Here's my question, though. Is there any chance Morey blows it up? Because he has.
Yes. 100%. It's weird, though, because...
like, maybe trade Embiid to the Portland Trailblazers for the 4th pick in the draft?
I mean, they'd have to get more, but yes, that's possible. It would be so funny if Embiid gets traded for significantly less than Utah got for Rudy Gobert. And... I mean, I, you know, the ownership has, it comes down to the owner more than Morey, I think, but that guy likes to gamble. Now that he owns the Washington Commanders, his only Washington Commander, though, is Donald J. Trump. That's who he loves. That's his commander.
Where's Tobias Harris end up?
Philly. He's got a home, man.
Because I have an idea.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I think we're going to see a Julius Randle for Tobias Harris trade.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Just saying. I got a feeling. And tonight's going to be the...
So the Sixers have to give up something else in that deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. But... B-Ball Paul or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like,
B-Ball Paul. The Tibbs would love him.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I love him. God, can you imagine, though?
B-Ball Paul to me feels like, do you remember when Marcin Gortat was Dwight Howard's backup?
Yep.
And it was obvious that he was going to be like an awesome starting center, but he still only played like 12 minutes a game.
Yeah, and it was like, wow, this guy's just dunking all the time.
That is what B-Ball Paul feels like to me. Like, somebody's going to give him like a below market deal that's still like kind of high. You know what I mean? Where it'll be like, oh, he makes... Utah gave him $15 million a year out of the blue, and then it'll
and then
be
he
like,
makes the All-Star team 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
You've mentioned it before, and I kind of blew it off where the Warriors had a chance to pick him in the second round. All I could think about this year was like, well, if they had Paul Reed to play 25 minutes, this would be a completely different team. And he'd like fit in. Well, he won't be a free agent until, he is a free agent. he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid, Joey.
Yeah, I know he is.
But that's going to be funny when the Sixers lose him for like a 3-year, $25 million deal somewhere.
All right. I think that's it. We've talked about every team that got kicked out. Let's conference finals start tonight, Sean.
Yeah.
Predictions. Who you got?
I mean, I really think that on paper, the Denver Nuggets should handle the
business. I think they are going to blow the shit out of the Lakers. Like, it will be a not close, like, six-game series. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, they'll lose two close games, but then the games they win, they'll win by like 18.
I'm wondering. I mean, it basically, LeBron is going to go very, very hard to try to steal game one Tuesday night. And then I expect the Nuggets to win by like 30 in game two when he and AD both kind of check out. And I mean, I don't know if the Lakers will steal that game or not, but I kind of think that once again, it'll come down to winning game four in Los Angeles.
I just think this version of AD, he's going to be in the locker room every single game because he is guarding a refrigerator. Like just a stout white thing that bumps into him a lot. I just don't think he can handle it. More power to him if he could. But also, I don't know, Jamal Murray is playing fucking awesome. And, it took Austin Reeves 5 games to figure out how to play defense against the Warriors. If it takes him 5 games to play defense, to figure out how to play defense against Austin Reeves, Jamal Murray, they're in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of a guy who's going to get paid this summer. Yeah.
He's good, man. It bums me out that he's good, but he's good.
I don't like the flopping, but yes, you have to respect him, I think.
Yeah. No, he's good.
We said you said he was going to be the new Caruso, and he's the new Caruso. Like, it didn't even. Yeah.
Except he's like offense Caruso.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's also bigger than Caruso. And, but I love that he has kind of the Billy Hoyle thing where he's like the one white guy in the league who doesn't put anything in his hair or attempt to make it like stay in place or look attractive at all. He's had a farmer tan all season, despite presumably living in Los Angeles that entire time.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's wearing a goofy backwards hat and just being like, I guess I'm the shooting guard, to lull guys into complacency.
The one thing I don't like is Austin Reeves is not allowed to say I'm him. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. I don't think anyone should say that. So sure. I'm
Yes, I agree, but especially Austin Reeves. It's like,
Joey, you know how I feel about pronouns.
Cultural. We don't like cultural appropriation here on this podcast. Yeah. And that is the ultimate cultural appropriation. All right.
Yeah, he's appropriating talented basketball culture. So I agree with you on paper, but also I am terrified of this Lakers team. And I kind of feel like LeBron's like figured out, like, if I just heat it up four times in a series, I can kind of take the other games off, and we'll see. I mean, I kind of think that the winner of Tuesday night's game is going to win the series.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. How do you feel about a Jared Vanderbilt revenge series?
I'm more into the Kentavious Caldwell Pope revenge series. However, I am.
Okay. What about a Malik Beasley revenge series?
Oh, I could see that, because especially if I were the Lakers, I would buy a courtside seat for that guy from the Broncos. Yeah. Get him fired up.
All right. What about the other series, Sean?
Let me tell you my fear, though.
Oh, yeah,
is that we'll get another Clutch Sports Manchurian Candidate situation with KCP.
Yeah.
Because, Draymond Green definitely threw that pass to suck up to his agent Rich Paul at the end of game four.
People are real hard on Draymond and his LeBron love, which fair, definitely. Yeah. But I actually blame that particular play on Steve Kerr running the one play Darvin Ham knows, because it's named after him.
Yeah.
It's the one play Darvin Ham definitely knows. All right.
Yeah. That's also you're down three. Don't run the hammer play. That's for dunks.
Yeah.
Don't run plays for dunks if you're the Warriors. That's not your game.
Yeah, especially because you're not playing Jonathan Kuminga, the one guy on the team who can dunk.
Yeah. Where every play is a dunk play. Yeah.
So what's your prediction?
Oh, other John? Series.
Well, oh, you didn't. I'm saying Nuggets in an easy six.
I'm going to pick the Nuggets in seven, and it's going to be gut-wrenching for our friends in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And everyone in America, honestly. It'll be great. It's
it is going to be ugly basketball. The Lakers play the ugliest basketball in the world.
It's really... I mean, I think... I also kind of wonder if... considering how the last game was officiated, if it was a great idea for Dennis Schroeder to admit that he was flomping on purpose to get calls. And he was like, no, it's morally right, because they're setting illegal screens. And it's like, he admitted too much, I think. And he got a lot of foul calls in the next two games. So I don't know that that's going to work as well against Denver.
Is
falling down all the time.
What about the East? A much more, I would say, both a less interesting series, but also an emotionally more interesting series.
Yeah. It's the third time in 4 years.
Less interesting from a basketball standpoint, more interesting from a drama standpoint.
I mean, here's what I think is the Heat's secret weapon. I mean, obviously, Jimmy Butler is their extremely public, well-known weapon. Bam Adebayo was really good in this last series, and but have the Celtics ever faced a team with this like collection of white guys? You know what I mean? They're gonna have Kevin Love, they're gonna have Cody Zeller, they're gonna have Duncan Robinson. The fans are going to be confused about who they're supposed to be, right? The Heat can run a whiteout and a whiteout at the same time. Tyler Hero's just gonna be, he should warm up at every game just to confuse the Celtic fans who are like, I don't know why I like him. This is good. And like Jack Harlow is going to be there sitting courtside. Oh, when does that movie come out? That's going to affect my pick.
White Men Can't Jump. Yeah. Let me see. White Men Can't Jump. Release date. That comes out
May 19th.
I was going to say that comes out March 27th, 1992. you ruined my joke.
Oh, John. Sorry. I'm sorry.
But it comes out May 19th.
So I think that movie coming out and absolutely eating shit is going to really bum out Harlow Nation at the TD Garden on Friday.
Normally, I would agree with you, except, it's coming out on Hulu and not in theaters, so no one will know at all how well it's doing. Like, there's just no way to know. You know what I'm saying?
People, and there's going to be enough people who are like, oh, this is good. Even though everyone who watches is going to be like, this is an absolute piece of shit. Why didn't they hire at least one actor? Two leads that aren't actors? That doesn't work. And it's a movie. It's not.
Well, I mean.
It's not like a TikTok. It's a. Anyway, okay. Now the other thing.
I mean,
is
it worked in Disorderlies, Sean.
That's, you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. But I feel like those guys were great actors. I don't know. The other thing is, how many games does Scott Foster work? Because he's a big Jack Harlow fan now, as we know.
He loves Jack Harlow.
Everybody's breaking their Scott Foster streaks this postseason as well. So maybe. We could acknowledge that everyone thinks that Scott Foster hates their team. Everyone does. The Warriors think he hates their team. The Knicks think he hates them.
The Warriors are like 22-5.
Yeah, they're really. And the same time, they're just like, ooh, Scott Foster. And Scott Foster is just like a mean sub.
Yeah.
Basically, he's like no nonsense.
Well, he's also gambling on the games. Let's be honest.
I mean, probably. But
he called. Tim Donaghy?
Well, Tim Donaghy called 88 him, times. Joey.
So it doesn't matter.
Tim called him Joey.
The amount of times is crazy. It's like 88 times a week.
He called him, and every time Scott said, "Tim, you got to stop doing this." The FBI is taping these calls. I got some good action. I'm going to let Kobe Bryant break Mike Bibby's nose, and I'm going to call a foul on Bibby. Get in on this action. And Scott Foster said, like, this is the number for Gamblers Anonymous. I'm not going to make you read all those numbers again, Joey.
I was just going to say, Scott Foster is like the skadoodle of the... Remember when we were talking about that weird
I don't remember.
Sorry. It was that weird Counter-Strike game fixing scandal where like best Counter-Strike team in the world all got banned except for one guy named Skadoodle, and it was because he hadn't been paid yet.
So and he they didn't throw it?
No, he definitely threw it, but by the time when they were investigating, he hadn't gotten paid for throwing his Counter-Strike match. Everyone else on the team had gotten paid, but he hadn't. Or no, he just hadn't cashed out his payment yet, and he returned it, and they were like, there's no proof. There's no proof that this guy threw the game. He returned the bribe.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Anyway. Oh,
that's amazing.
Remember to watch the Score Esports channel on YouTube to find out all about weird video game esports match fixing.
Yeah. You know what I'm picking in this series, Joey?
You're picking the Miami Heat, aren't you?
I'm picking the Miami Heat in six.
I am not, dude.
Six. They just match up really well with the Celtics, man.
I have this sneaking suspicion
that
the Celtics are actually going to win this in like five games, dude.
I mean, it is a 1-8. It's just...
I just think it's one of those things where it's like, they had their hard series, and now it's like, oh, we realized we're like a good basketball team again. You know what I mean? It's like...
I feel like
you see that sometimes, a lot of times.
You do see that, but I would just say that they've fucked around in two straight series. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they wouldn't just do it again. In fact, even last year, like... The Heat almost came back from 11 points down in 2 minutes. The Warriors kept doing that to them. Basically, like, if it wasn't for them not missing a three-pointer in the fourth quarter of game one, that might have been a sweep.
Right. Yeah.
I just feel like that part of the Celtics hasn't really changed, but they should be much better. I can see them wavering a little bit. And I also think, does Joe Mazzulla have a contract for next year?
I don't know. Do you think he's going to get fired?
If they lose the finals? Yes, I do. they gave him an extension too. The terms have not been disclosed. Mm-hmm. So the contract extension could have really just been like to the end of the season. So yeah, I think he's coaching for his job. I do.
I kind of don't. I think the overreactions in the Sixers series were hilarious, where it was like they lost one game pretty badly, and Bill Simmons was like, we got to trade Marcus Smart and Robert Williams.
Amazing stuff. My pick is just based on the Heat playing them well. And I could see Joe Mazzulla it's going to come down to whether the Celtics get really hot from 3-point range or not. Like that's how all their games go. And, you know, if they keep shooting the lights out, they're going to win the NBA title. And if they don't, they might lose to the Miami Heat. I will say
I do not think they're going to lose to the Denver Nuggets, though.
The Nuggets are pretty good. I don't know.
Nuggets are good. I just sort of expect the champion to come from the East this year is all I'm saying.
Joey, if the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers end up in the NBA finals, who are you rooting for?
The Boston Celtics.
I guess.
I just don't want, like, I am not a LeBron hater. I love LeBron, but I don't want Anthony Davis's bullshit to be rewarded twice.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Yeah. So I'm saying Nuggets and you're saying Nuggets in six. I'm saying Nuggets in seven. You're saying Boston in five. I'm saying Miami in six. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these guys are too tired to play seven games. It's not going to happen.
All right, now it's time to talk about the thing we really want to talk about, Sean. Yeah.
Okay, great.
NBA lottery is tonight. Yes. ESPN already spoiled the results. I don't know if you saw that ad.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they posted an ad that had Wembanyama wearing a Portland Trailblazers hat and Scoot wearing a Chicago Bulls.
Did Sean Hyken make that graphic from the Bulls versus Blazers podcast? Shout out to Sean in the lottery room tonight. Yeah,
he is watching those ping pong balls.
Keep your eye on those balls, son. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
I hate it. But Sean, we like to evaluate the representatives for the lottery.
Yeah.
Every team has to send.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to have a good luck charm. That's the idea.
Well, and a lot of them do. I wish they would release the good luck charms early, though.
Right.
So it's could judge like the charm, not the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they're like, I brought this bobblehead that the guy who drafted Latrell Sprewell had on his desk or whatever.
You know, by the way, the I watched a couple of the old lottery draws today. Mm-hmm. It's like basically always the GM or the owner.
Yes.
In the past, but now not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just go through and you say if you think it's good or bad, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to go in order of worst record to best record. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
actually, should I go the other way?
Go the other way. Yeah.
Go the other way. Okay. this is New Orleans. Their representative is team president David Griffin.
Bad. No. That's bad luck.
I feel like it's bad luck too.
That is, you can't send the Zion Piano Man, who is both done a bad job and a good job with this roster.
Yeah,
the draft. You gotta send, if you're New Orleans, you gotta send the King Cake Baby every year.
Yeah,
make Mark Tatum hand the envelope to the King Cake Baby when they win the lottery.
Oh, that would be really sweet. Oh yeah, hold on. Who was the representative when they got Zion? I'm gonna see.
I think it was David Griffin, right?
He was new. It was Alvin Gentry.
Yes. See, that's a good vibes, man. Yeah, David Griffin has bad vibes.
And I think he does too. And also, it feels like he's like maybe gonna get fired next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of not his fault, but it's also kind of his fault.
Yeah, he's such a weird figure because he's both embarrassing and bad, but also he's good. He's done some really good things.
Yeah. So, okay, the next is Toronto general manager. Joey, do you know the Toronto general manager's name?
I do, but it's only because I speak to Katie Heindel pretty regularly.
Oh, okay.
His name is Bobby Webster.
Bobby Webster.
Is not an R&B singer. He is. Yeah. He looks like a tech angel investor.
He does. He is, I believe he is... I believe his mom is Japanese American and from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii, yeah.
Uh-huh. I was gonna say it was bad vibes because it's just like a GM that people don't know. But looking at like a picture of this guy and now learning he's from Hawaii, I actually think it's kind of good vibes.
I think it's bad vibes. I think if you are the Toronto Raptors, you should have sent Scottie Barnes to this draft.
Ooh, I think they've sent him, but they couldn't have.
Well, they might have they last year.
They weren't
in the lottery last year. You're right. No, you should have sent Scottie Barnes.
They should have sent Scottie Barnes. Yeah. Projected to pick 12th. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder, making at least his second appearance as a team lottery rep. It is Mr. Thunder himself, Nick Collison.
This is great. I love send Nick Collison every year. Like
he did it last year.
He's like a weird, hilarious legend for a franchise. He's like a legend who's not a legend, you know?
I love that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dallas Mavericks should send JJ Barea every
100%
year.
If he can tear himself away from Miss Universe.
Fucking Miss Universe.
His second Miss Universe baby mama. Yes.
But yeah, love it. Perfect guy. Love it.
Immaculate Great. Vibes, I gotta say. He also signed like a hilariously front-loaded, like, I think it's like a contract that's not even legal anymore.
Yeah,
where he got like he 15 paid, like, million the first year and then the like one year. Yeah. In 2021 it was Nazi Muhammad that was the
but you know what, I like that one too.
I kind of like that one too. I got to say, I'm looking at the 2019 draft lottery people.
Yeah,
the 2021 draft lottery people. Ooh, the Charlotte Hornets sent Miles Bridges.
But I was going to say, OKC, Nick Collison, I also love that they retired his number. It's just good. It's good around. Yeah, love it.
Okay. 11th is the Chicago Bulls. They will not be keeping this pick unless it is top four, but apparently it's going to be number two because ESPN says Scoot Henderson was in a Bulls cap. It is rookie guard Dalen Terry. That is their first round pick from last year, which is, you know, sometimes people go with that. To me, this says a lot of people said no. A lot of people said no.
But also, this to me says, oh, we know we're not keeping this pick.
Yeah, I mean,
Adam Silver has informed us we're not keeping this pick, so who cares?
Right. This guy played 38 games last year and spent quite a bit of time with the Windy City Bulls. Okay. In another, I'm going to say this is bad vibes. The number 10 pick, Dallas went with general manager Nico Harrison.
Look, if you are Mark Cuban and you are addicted to being on television, I'm sorry, you have to sit through this.
You have to go through this lottery. Yeah. When you took like a $750,000 tanking fine this year just for the right to maybe keep the 10th pick in the draft, you need to show your fucking face, your weird, surgically stretched, serial killer skin mask.
You're that lady from Brazil face.
Yeah. Put it on camera. Get in there. Okay. I mean, look, I feel strongly about that. But Nico Harrison, that is the recipe for the Chicago Bulls to jump you in the lottery, push you to 11th, and send your pick to the New York Knicks, which the NBA should almost just do. I'm in favor of rigging the lottery for any team behind the Mavericks. I don't care. OKC, sure. Like. I don't know. Those teams weren't disgraceful.
OKC to win the lottery, frankly.
I mean,
they tried so hard all year. Everyone said they were going to tank and be the worst team in the world.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Those guys were awesome. And it would be. I would love so much to watch a team that had Chet and Wembanyama on it with Josh Giddey like doing weird shit and SGA just slicing through that lane.
What I love is having four players with the build of a sapling.
Yes.
Alongside Lou Dort, man that's like a giant fire hydrant playing basketball. I love it.
Yes. Anyway, that's who I'm going to say it right now. That's who I'm rooting for to win the lottery. I want the Oklahoma City Thunder to get Victor Wembanyama.
All right. Tight. Utah sending guard Colin Sexton.
This is great. This is a great. Like this one. I mean,
this is like he's new. He's pretty fun, and like he looks like he has a great look.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bad look when he's on the basketball court, but a great look when he's sitting on a dais.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can't tell how short he is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Washington has sent head coach Wes Unseld Jr.
This one has neutral vibes to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. He was, you know, his dad was the MVP his rookie year, but he was the second pick in the draft. Although, I mean, the Wizards would love getting the second pick in the draft, but Wes Unseld Jr., it's his second year with the team. Is that right?
It might be his third year. Hold on.
It's his third year. Yeah. It is his third year coming up. I don't like it as much. This is another one where it felt like, I don't know, maybe a bunch of people didn't want to do it. And
I don't know. I think the head coach is like,
I mean, it's fine. It's just neutral, basically. You know what? He did it last year too. This is fine. Like, go ahead.
He should have sent Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
I mean,
just be like, we're bringing him back. He's our lottery rep.
I understand that the best thing you can do is send the one positive thing that happened on your shitty team that year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Although I like it better that it was 2 years in a row. Like it's like Wes Unseld's like, I like
that's our lottery rep.
Indiana. This is absolutely a correct choice, not to bias it. Tyrese Haliburton.
Pretty good. Although
is he too good?
I would have sent Benedict Mathurin.
I mean, that's tight. But I think it's good. Yes. It's a good sign that Haliburton wants to do it. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, this is a volunteer position.
Yes.
Also, the guy he was traded for, Domantas Sabonis, was the Kings lottery rep last year, and they jumped up to fourth. Mm. So I could see that being like, again, it's the most mutually beneficial trade in recent NBA memory. All right. Orlando is sending Coach Jamal Mosley.
It's not bad. I would have made Paolo do it, though.
Right. I mean,
but like, whatever. Jamal Mosley's fine. Like,
oh, you know what? You know, I actually like it. He was the rep last year, and they got the number one pick. Yeah. You have to run it back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's good vibes. Sure, good vibes.
Run it back. Yeah. Okay, great.
Portland sending Brandon Roy.
Wait, why are they sending a Minnesota Timberwolves legend?
I feel like this is mostly good vibes.
Yes, it is.
But it might. I just feel like you maybe don't want to send a guy with a chronic knee injury.
Well, they did send Sam Bowie the year they got the Brandon Roy pick, so.
Yeah. It would have been so funny if they got Greg Oden to do it. Oh, my God.
No, but this is actually good vibes. Like, you weren't going to get the pick with Chauncey Billups up there, so not bad. Not bad.
Right. Yeah, Chauncey Billups was, I think this is one of the best choices they could have made. It would have been very funny. You know who I think the funniest person to send would be?
Dame?
CJ McCollum. I think he's been the lottery rep before. I don't know.
He definitely has. I think CJ McCollum was actually, now that I think about it, was he the Pelicans rep last year? I think he may have been.
I mean, that is a very CJ. It would have been a very CJ McCollum thing to do. Let me find out who it was. It was.
Nope.
I'll find it. We can. Oh yeah. It's it's weird that they were in the lottery.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect that. They sent Swin Cash.
Oh, that's better though.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah, that's
cool.
All right, Charlotte, Sean, who's Charlotte sending?
Charlotte's sending last year's top pick for them, Duke center Mark Williams.
I don't
hilariously
like it.
Referred to as a guard on the official announcements.
I don't like it. He's not. He wasn't even as good as their other big set, as their big center with a boring name, Nick Richards. You know what I mean? Like,
he also was picked just outside the lottery. Yeah. That part's weird.
I mean, I like will tell you,
the Hornets traded out of the lottery.
Charlotte should have sent, even though he's not under contract, I don't think, for them. But they should have sent Dennis Smith.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Terry Rozier wearing his own
showing these guys that merchandise. Look, it might get hard, but you can salvage it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. Okay, San Antonio sending team owner Peter J. Holt, who is the son.
That's not the regular Peter Holt.
Peter J. Holt's parents got divorced.
Oh man,
and his ex-wife got the team, and he's the kid who's now the managing partner or the governor or whatever. Now, they did send David Robinson last year, and I just don't think Tim Duncan would go.
Yeah, but I bet Tony Irmanu would go.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they don't they still live in San Antonio? Tony Parker still lives in San Antonio.
Tony Parker definitely does. I bet Manu probably has sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tony Parker put on his superhero statues in San Antonio. Remember his statue collection?
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. We are going to have to just devote a Patreon episode to that, I think. I know we've talked about it, but
I like sending an owner to these things, actually.
It's not bad. And
I think the owners should have to take their medicine and be fucking losers.
Is he the only owner going? Wow. Okay, I like it. I like this even better now. And he's the kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Kids have good vibes.
He's potentially a fail son, but he hasn't really failed yet. Okay. Houston.
Terrible vibes. I know who they're sending. These are awful vibes.
It is new head coach Ime Udoka.
Bad vibes.
Ooh, yeah, terrible vibes. Houston, be prepared to drop out of the top four. Yeah.
Bad vibes.
Especially because Portland's getting the number one pick. So they'll be picking sixth. No, they'll be picking. They might still be picking fourth. Depends on who else jumps up. Okay. And then Detroit sends their draft lottery representative from 2021 when they got the first pick for the first time, Ben Wallace.
Good choice. I think there's a better choice, though. They should have sent the new Ben Wallace, James Wiseman.
Oh, my God. I love the Ben Wallace pick the first time because Ben Wallace is the first NBA Hall of Famer who was not drafted.
Yeah.
And that's like, I feel like if you've never won the draft lottery before and you do that, that is a tight move. That is like, we got to change our luck somehow. And then last year they sent Rip Hamilton and they dropped. So,
I mean, they did win the draft last year, though. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of that was the Knicks screwing the Dallas Mavericks that helped them win the draft, too, which was great. I mean, good job, guys. Well, I mean, look, anyway. they've got so many lottery picks. Cade Cunningham. They got Jaden Ivey. They got
they just need
Jalen Duren. They've got James Wiseman, Killian Hayes. That's a loaded team, baby.
All they need. So they've sent Rip. Mm-hmm. They've sent Ben Wallace twice. Uh-huh. All they need is the Portland Trailblazers to fire Chauncey Billups so they can send him.
I feel like Tayshaun Prince would try to block the envelope impossibly when they pulled that for like the fourth.
For someone who's not the Pistons, though.
Okay.
Let me see. Where does... I'm pretty sure he's working for somewhere.
Now, I definitely think you and I agree on this. The funniest team to win to get the top pick, it's the Pistons.
Yeah, it would be funny. It would be great.
James Wiseman's like, yeah, I finally got a chance to really show what I could do.
Tayshaun Prince is a vice president for the Grizzlies, Sean.
Oh, congratulations, Tayshaun Prince. I apologize.
But yes.
Oh, I don't really apologize. I didn't know.
I did say when the Pistons traded for James Wiseman that it guaranteed they were going to win the lottery because the way that guy's luck has gone in his career is fingers it would make the most sense for him to be behind two higher picks.
Let me just say one thing, Joey. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing that guy learned how to speak Chinese. All right.
All right, Sean. I think that's our episode, right?
That's our episode.
Who's
I'm
your
excited.
Prediction for who's winning the lottery?
I'm going to take Houston because it's going to make me the most furious. Mm.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it is rigged, and I think Charlotte is actually going to win.
Wow. That'd be kind of tight.
They want to get Michael Jordan some more money when he sells that team. So
I mean, he's what does he own now? He sold most of it. He's also, no longer the majority owner,
also,
I believe.
Also, they've never won it, I don't think.
No. They won when they got Larry Johnson.
Right, but so that one that doesn't count.
Oh,
right?
That maybe that, no, they, that is their franchise history, but the, I
but
don't
it's
know.
Not,
but that's the last time,
right?
So that's
but
the, 32
they're
years.
Technically
that's a
the
long
Bobcats.
Time.
I believe that.
No, I think it's like the Cleveland Browns, where they actually inherited the Glenn Rice team's history.
Interesting.
But I don't know if that means that Baron Davis was never, I guess he never played in Charlotte. So. I don't know. Yeah, they just own, New Orleans is like, well, you know, Zion Williamson, he's the heir to classic New Orleans Pelican, Anthony Mason.
All right. Sean, did you write a song?
You know, I have a suite coming next time about Doc Rivers. I might even release the suite on the Patreon, but it's someone texted me Doc Rivers Cuomo, and now I have to do a medley of three Weezer songs, and that's what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm.
Say It Ain't So is a classic song about a man with issues with his father. So,
yeah,
makes sense.
Look, I'm really going to hurt my voice doing this, but I do it for you, the fans.
All right. Is there anything you want to plug then?
Yeah. You know, I'm still going to plug this Sacramento show. Good luck. Well, they don't even have a first round pick. Wow. Mm-hmm. It turned into Kevin Herter. I'm going to be at Comedy Under the Stars in the beautiful Laguna Town Hall in Elk Grove, California, right next to Sacramento on Friday, July 28th, headlining that one. So if you're in, you know, if you like Eddie Murphy, have a house in Sacramento, come check it out.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, who has been having some rough tweets with his baby in the hospital lately. So I'm not going to read those as a joke, even though third emergency room in 2 days does sound like a normal Frankie Muniz tweet. It's not. Shout out Mouse Muniz. Get better, son. trust the Hell process. Yeah.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Look, you got to send better reps, man.
Yeah, go Thunder. Go yeah, Thunder,
go
man.
Go Thunder.
Put up Twin Towers, baby.
Yeah, love it. Bye.
Bye.
Like he do, he's never getting out of round two. He needs a lozenge, always sounds stressed. Got fired cause he wouldn't bench Montrezl. I wanna know how he'll use and beat Joel. Loves to play. Take me to Doc Rivers, drop me in the playoffs. Take me to Doc Rivers, drop me in the playoffs. In the first round, in the first round. I don't know why Obama gave the axe, but Philly won't pay the luxury tax. They got four forwards and no point guards. They need Chris Paul to come and punch some nuts. I wanna know about the 3-1 leads. Jeff Green's coming to play. Doc Rivers, drop me in the playoffs. You got to take me to Doc Rivers, drop me in the playoffs. In the first round, in the first round. Loved in Boston, can't stand Austin. But he can't. He can't close the series. He can't close it out. Drop me in the playoffs. Oh, you got to take me to Doc Rivers. Oh, drop me in the playoffs. In the first round. In the first round. Ladies and gentlemen, taking this solo, owner Josh Harris. I don't know what Elton Brand is gonna do. Not sure Tobias believes Ubuntu. Won't lose free agents, no matter where they roam. little baby kid Ben Simmons and his home. I want to know, did Mike Scott date Kelly? Shake Milton's going away. Take me to Doc Rivers. Oh, come on, you got to drop me in the playoffs. Oh, got to take me to Doc Rivers. You know the Clips were having layoffs in the first round, in the first round. You know what? You know who else wore a really big suit? Brian Colangelo. I mean, a perfectly normal suit with a normal collar. Hey, do you think Doc will make the conference finals? Round two. Round two. Nah.